Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the NXT preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by one of the Dudley Boys, Michael Sidgwick from What Culture, to look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review NXT, but also Raw, SmackDown, AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week, complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on wrestle culture. As said, though, joined by Michael Sidgwick to look ahead to NXT tonight. But before we do that, there has been a new logo revealed for the new version of NXT, which I'm told is coming. That's what I've seen on television, at least. I've got it sitting in front of me right now. I'm going to turn it around for Michael Sidgwick. I know you've already seen this, but I've never seen you this giddy for an NXT preview before, and it's not about any of the matches tonight, no offence to the performers, but it's about this, isn't it? Talk me through your reaction to it, and, well, other people's, let's say, reaction to it.
It's the funniest thing I've seen in pro wrestling all year. Oh my God. And it's a validation. And it's not a big stretch, but the extent to which Vince McMahon and Triple H no longer see eye to eye. I have been telling people for the last 2 years, they are going to have a major bust up. It's been apparent for some time that if you're a shareholder, you're looking at NXT, which is a money loser by design, failed spectacularly to make the transition to television. It hasn't generated a strong traditional rights fee. Reports vary about what it actually is. 30 to 50 million was mooted. A conspiracy theory did the round saying it was $0. And it was like, just basically put it on telly. Don't need that much money. It doesn't exist to make money. It's to siphon AEW's audience. It failed spectacularly to do that. If you're a shareholder, you're looking at Triple H and thinking he's not it. Like, I want this investment to be a nice long-term little bit of Bunsen. Mm-hmm. Not happening with Triple H at the helm. He's done nothing to prove that he can draw numbers in his guise as a creative overlord. His vision for NXT has failed. Vince McMahon has told him outright it has failed by burying Karrion Kross, cutting people from NXT without his say-so, rebranding NXT, refocusing it as a true developmental system. And we've seen this new logo. For those who haven't seen it, it's going to be difficult to convey on a audio podcast, but I will try. It is a huge splash of colour, not unlike the initial marketing for AEW Dynamite, which is piss funny. It is also, and this is going to seem conspiratorial, and I'm telling you now, I don't think this has actually happened, right? But surely this has happened. If you look at this NXT logo, I can see blue, orange, pink, yellow, red. It's just a big splash of day-glow colour. It is as if, and I'm not saying this has happened, but it looks like it's happened. It is as if Vince McMahon has directly liaised with a graphic designer and said, I've got it out for this guy. Who's this guy? It's my son-in-law. All right, bit weird, but I'm getting paid a nice little bit of Bunsen commission to design a logo. What can I do for you, sir? Well, I've got it out for this guy, my son-in-law. I want to take revenge on my son-in-law for being a failure who got outbooked and outdrawn by a goddamn tape trading money mark. My son-in-law must pay, and I want you to get him. I'm a graphic designer. What can I possibly do? I want you, designer, to create Triple H's nightmare image. Right, okay, well, I need to know a little bit about this Triple H fella who I'm out to get. Can you tell me something about him? Just so I can find out something that he hates. Well, pal, he loves heavy metal music. He put his failure of a show in this dank, drab, dimly lit Capitol Wrestling Center, I think it was called. There was no color, there was no light, there was no levity. It was depressing, it was dingy, it was all black. He loves the color black. He loves Slipknot. He loves Motorhead. God damn it, he loves skulls. He loves stuff that looks evil and dark and intense and cool. And it's lame. Right, okay. So you're telling me he likes pitch black darkness, heavy metal aesthetics, heavy metal music, super intense, gruff intensity. Yes. So you're telling me he doesn't like stuff that would look energetic and wholesome and fun and colourful and vibrant. Well, here's your new logo. God damn it, pal. Triple H is going to hate this. It's perfect. I'm telling you now, you cannot tell me that Triple H has had any say in this logo. It has been imposed upon him. And then look, it's just a logo for a TV show.
Yeah.
But it says a lot of their relationship, Triple H's position of power, what Vince McMahon thinks of the future of WWE compared to what Triple H did. Wilborn, on your little laptop gimmick there, bring up the NXT logo that it is currently. It is black. There's a big X on it. There's big black feathers. A bird of prey. Didn't prey upon anything. It lost the war. But it's a big bird of prey with black imposing wings and a skull on it. It's the most Triple H thing that ever Triple H.
Yeah.
It couldn't be more Triple H if it didn't senselessly bury a tag team in the mid-2000s for no reason. And you look at this new one and it's, I cannot look at this new logo without thinking, God damn it, Triple H is hated by Vince McMahon. It's the opposite.
Yeah.
In my mind, looking at this logo, Vince McMahon could not think any less of the job that Triple H did at the helm of NXT since its move to the USA Network, and has decided, what does he think is good? Okay, do the opposite of that. It is the most beautifully spiteful logo, and you know what? Maybe I'm looking too much into a logo. Maybe it's a very cynical, we need to disassociate people from the failure that is NXT. Sorry, Triple H, but you have failed. We need to disassociate people from this era of NXT, and we just need to do the opposite. A complete brand reset. This is what we've got. What do you think? Triple H. They did a little WWE.com article about the too sweet hand gesture.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. Influential it was. And they're all talking about it, and Finn Balor goes, well, we called it the too... I can't do the accent. Call it the too sweet. And Triple H was like, God damn it, no. Too sweet sounds weak. It's very weak to me. Too sweet. Can we call it something? It's not too sweet. That sounds very weak. Can we call it something that makes us sound tough?
The evil horns.
The evil horns. The devil's friendship. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if Triple H is saying this about a hand gesture, then he doesn't like this logo. This logo is very consistent with this genuine, not conspiracy theory idea that Vince McMahon has took one look at NXT from the visit to the Performance Center that in retrospect scans now as something as terrifying as like when teachers talk about Ofsted coming in and they're like, oh Christ. It's one of those things where you pass, like when you go through an airport, it's like, I know I've got no drugs. I know I've taken all the keys and metallic things out of my pocket. I don't. All my liquids are safely secured in transparent plastic bags, as they should be, and yet I still feel like I've got a kilo of coke because yeah. That's how scary it is. I know I'm doing a good job and I'm doing the correct things, but this is scary. I used to work in financial administration when the FSA or the FCA came in. You could be doing a great job and you still would get like question. How robust are your processes? Have you accounted for this bit of thing going wrong and how disastrous that would be for your clients? They're thinking, I'm doing a terrible job. And it's like, you're not, calm down. Imagine that feeling if you're Triple H and you're actually a failure. You've actually lost to AEW in the Wednesday Night War and you've got these oppressive regulatory bodies asking why you failed. It's like, well, it's because I'm a failure, sorry. And they're giving him that logo.
The only thing I can compare it to, because you've eviscerated it brilliantly here, is, you know, the old phrase of like, oh, you know, Old Yeller's getting a bit old, we can take around the back of the shed and put two in the back of his head.
Two?
Right. is.
Why two?
Just a double tap. Right. Do you know, I'll get to the reason why that is in a second, why I'm so trigger happy, is because they've taken the old NXT logo around the back of the shed and taken a paintball gun to it. There we go, that looked better now. Look, much better. And also, we'll install a thing that says you must be this high to wrestle. Not like that, Matt Riddle. But, you know, because look at the people they've just signed literally today. B cubed, Bill Buchanan's son, who's, I think, all I know about him is he's Bill Buchanan's son, and I think he's 6'3". Another Uso signed, who's 6'3". Someone else, 6'3". It's like, what's the thing that's linking all these new signings that we maybe didn't get before? On that indie bollocks, lads. We'll get all that. Very quickly, we will preview NXT in a second, I promise. But
quickly as well.
Yes. Are NXT's days on TV numbered, do you think?
Look, I can't profess to be... I'm a guy who would like to think he knows a lot about what gets over in pro wrestling, what's trendy in pro wrestling, what the timeless cause of pro wrestling are. I predated as a Sage. Michael Sagewick, if you like.
Oh, that's another one.
The trends that WWE should heed for their, not survival because of TV, but their public perception and their declining audience. I once did an article entitled 10 Reasons Why WWE Should Do Clean Finishes Only. My God, the comments. Idiot. You don't watch wrestling, like, it's just DQs, it's just how it goes. It's like, well, no, because what you could do is, you could follow the All Japan Pro Wrestling model of the early 90s, which was, by the way, so much more popular than what WWE is doing now. It was like 2017 I wrote this article, and lo and goddamn behold, a big new upstart competition starts to throttle WWE in some respects, encroaching on their demos, sells out arenas. What policy do they have? The one I suggested WWE implement in 2017. So I know wrestling. I know this. I don't know that much about TV. It's a very wide open question. If you're USA, you're thinking, we need Raw. We need Raw. It's our biggest show. It's number one every single week. It's DVR proof. We need Raw. Well, the problem with Raw is that you have to get NXT. To quote Tim Heidecker, that's prime real estate.
Yeah.
So it's like, they used to have suits in that slot. Mm. If they could have suits in Raw, they'd much prefer suits in Raw to bloody Raw and NXT. But they need Raw more than they need suits. They need a Raw more than they need to look for a suits. They are probably happy to eat those 2 hours. Because NXT still performs very well relative to other USA Network programming. What are you laughing at?
I don't know why. It's just you were talking about that. I was thinking,
it's prime real estate.
No, that popped me as well. But also, what if Vic Joseph was in suits? Oh my God, we're going to trial! I don't know why that came into my head. But
objection!
Oh my God, he's objecting, falls off his chair. Ah, objection!
Should do some cross promotion.
Yeah. You know, like they walk on at the bottom of the screen, like, oh, I've got my show coming up later. Joseph just
increasingly gets bigger. And it's like so oppressive that he's like the woman from the ring coming through the screen. Watch NXT!
Oh, God. And you mute the TV, it still comes through. So bloody loud. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I always said back in the day with NXT, I'd watch the takeovers and then I should re-watch the TV on the network and then I'll just read the spoilers. I'm just worried it's going to go back in that sort of direction potentially. Obviously, these are different. There's got a lot of tapings going on right now. That's slightly different, obviously, but it's certainly not as appointment viewing as it was, and that was probably because they burned through all their big matches in about 6 months.
Well, there's reports from the guy who does Matt Men. I always forget his goddamn name.
Andrew Zarian.
Yeah. I always want to call him Dr. Gavorkian. It's like, that's not good. But he's let slip that USA Network, I'm particularly happy. This is not what we paid for. And it's like, are you even paying for it, brother? I've heard rumors to the contrary, brother. So who knows? I'm telling you now, if there's anyone out there like me and Murray, who've got kind of a cynical Schadenfreude sense of humor, we were talking earlier about whether, like, what's your most anticipated thing in wrestling right now? Is it CM Punk making his in-ring return, or is it the premiere of the new NXT? Because we're thinking, like, it's going to look like, it's going to be the, you can already tell from the logo, it's going to be the biggest overcorrection ever. Well, that's depressing. Say hello to fucking LEDs on every goddamn inch of your screen. LEDs, pyro. That's going to be smoke because this shouldn't be contained. It's going to be a completely migraine-inducing, it's going to look like heaven, but WWE's version of it, which is hell, like bright colours, white, everywhere. Like, oh, maybe the ring ropes will be like, not just orange, pink, purple, which I would love to a degree, but like, orange for a bit.
Yeah, and then half.
Green, like half and half ropes with green and pink, and then purple and yellow. Like, god damn it, it looked too dark and depressing and dingy. It colours everywhere. Like, literally every, in my head, it's going to look like the logo on every inch of your screen. Different turnbuckles. Like, LEDs on the apron that just do, like, the colour splash. I can't wait. I cannot wait. I can't wait for this card as a little segue. It's the most animated I've been all day, and this is the fourth podcast we've recorded. I'm in love with how much Triple H hates this logo in my head. Who knows? Maybe Triple H did it. Maybe Triple H decided, you know what? I'm sick of listening to Slipknot and Motorhead, which I've been listening to for my entire adult life, which I've in effect masturbated to for my WrestleMania entrances. What I'm going to go for is some new hyperactive pop music. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to listen to some, I don't know, like the dearly departed Sophie. Sophie was incredible dance artist, like really hyperactive, energetic, like chipmunky dance music. Maybe Triple H is into Sophie now. Who knows?
Or he tried ecstasy for the first time at the weekend yeah. And went, well, this is much better.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, let's preview this NXT card, though. This is I'm right in thinking this is the first of the series of taped shows, correct?
Last week's was taped.
Yes. Oh, okay, right. But this certainly feels like the first, because they can actually preview a whole host of stuff because they know what's coming up on this show. One of which is Johnny Gargano versus LA Knight. They are loving these heel versus heel matches at the moment.
Triple H is going out swinging. He is going out with major, I'm still fighting for this title energy. I'm still fighting for my vision of NXT. What's your vision for NXT, Paul? Heel versus heel matches in which no one can get behind anyone.
They've still got to go to Chicago and get something. I think they will, Paul, to be honest, mate.
I don't know who to root for. To be honest, this is a different version of a... Like, Karrion Kross versus Santos Escobar was weird. It's like, oh, the babyface. I mean, it's the guy being outnumbered, but he's also super intense and impossible to root for. This is weird, and I will not be entertained by it because I really like Johnny Gargano in the role of comedic mid-card heel goober. I also like LA Knight in the exact same role. The difference here is that this has implications for Samoa Joe's first opponent. So it kind of makes sense to do a heel versus heel match in this specific context. Gargano, I expect, will win.
Do you think he wins via sort of either deliberate or accidental help from Dexter Lumis?
Oh.
Obviously, the whole point of this was they were moaning to William Regal. He was trying to cancel the wedding and what have you. And Dexter either accidentally helps Johnny Gargano win this, or Indy Hartwell's there. And Johnny's like, what the bloody hell are you doing here? Takes the referee in amongst all this. And Dexter Lumis does some, not necessarily heelish stuff, but LA Knight's trying to cut all the corners. Dexter Lumis does some, you know, serious stuff.
So you're pitching, Wilborn, just to collect my thoughts and gather them. A heel versus heel match in which the babyface, who's also heavily intimated to be a serial killer, acts like a heel to swing the advantage in the direction of one of the heels.
And get into the good graces of his partner's on-screen dad.
It's as Triple H as the logo isn't. It's happening. Look, I expect this. Have some fun with it.
Yeah.
Like, have some fun with it. You've got two fun characters. They should have a match about who was the best cheating dickhead.
Yeah.
And the funniest person at selling their shocked, feigned disgust for the other person cheating. There's a way to do a heel versus heel match. And please, Johnny Gargano shouldn't be staring at his hands in this one.
No, let's hope not. From Johnny Gargano to Tommaso Ciampa. He is looking to get revenge tonight on Ridge Bloody Holland for murdering his tag team partner. Will he get it?
I don't know where this goes. If you look at the who gets over, you're expecting Ridge Holland. He's the project. So maybe it behooves them to put Ciampa over Ridge Holland after the interference from Dunn et al. Goes awry. Is some kind of schmoz to set up a tag team match with Thatcher and Ciampa versus Logan and Birch. Who the hell knows? I expect this ultimately to be a big vehicle for Ridge Holland. So maybe Ciampa can get this lick in the battle. As for prospective match quality, last week's was an okay, passable performance from Holland, guided towards it by Thatcher. I expect this to be more of the same, but I'll tell you what, it might be even better. Like, Ciampa's got the absolute very best of the Karrion Kross so far.
Yeah.
Where he understood his role. They didn't kind of desperately try for a 5-star match, and it just felt weird because Kross is in it. He got over Karrion Kross and made people Triple H magic trick, in effect, what he did for Karrion Kross. This hasn't got any many of his importance, but I expect it to be better than last week's, which was fair, given Ridge Holland's level of experience.
Yeah, I said this before. I think the end destination for all this should be Ridge Holland defeating Timothy Thatcher in the fight pit. That'd be where I'd like it to end up, to, you know, prolong that. I don't know whether he murders Tommaso Ciampa as well, and then they both return at a later date, perhaps.
There's a difference between 50-50 and, like, a swing of momentum between two stables, if you like, or associations, and then it could swung in one favour, like... So I wouldn't mind Ciampa going over because I just like them. I like the boys.
Just don't Ciampa and Thatcher are my boys.
Not happening. Probably is going to happen.
Yeah. In terms of that stable, obviously, you've got Ridge Bloody Holland, Oney Lorcan, Danny Burch. Great to have Danny back, of course, last week. And Pete Dunne. Now, is there any substance to my thought about Ilya Dragunov returning to NXT, the new NXT UK champion? Now, I'm not saying that Pete Dunne's going to go back to the NXT UK, God forbid. But you've got a win over him. Ilya Dragunov's now the new NXT UK champion. They're probably not going to run back him and Walter straight away, you would assume. Well, they shouldn't, because it should be saved at the bare minimum for the next takeover or whatever. But Pete Dunne's got a very good claim to that title, hasn't he?
I like how you've tied those two things together. And I like it because Dragunov's energy with Thatcher and Ciampa has a lot of balls, machismo, fighting spirit, hard lads. That would be good. Dunne, Holland, and one of Birch or Lorcan. Lorcan, God bless him, he's more interesting. Versus Dragunov, Thatcher, and Ciampa. That'd be a ripper. Mm. I would have that. And it makes sense to...
For once, Pete Dunne's challenging for a title and is completely justified in saying, I should be the next in line for this.
Yeah, like, I don't hate anything about that at all.
In terms of other challenges for Samoa Joe, obviously there was a big brawl on last week's show, and that led to Kyle O'Reilly, being confronted backstage by Vink, Duke Bloody Hudson, as he's now known, who sort of took the piss out of him, get his ass handed to him, and Kyle O'Reilly slapped the taste out of his mouth. Tonight they face off. Straightforward victory for Kyle O'Reilly here. He can't really afford any distractions now he's concluded the Undisputed Era saga.
This is the thing. Like, Kyle O'Reilly has definitively beaten Adam Cole, beaten him out of the whole territory. This has been a long, long-term project since he first came back, having missed several months of the pandemic for very obvious reasons. But it ain't clicking. You don't sacrifice Kyle O'Reilly to a big lad just because it's not clicking, but it isn't clicking. It really is. It's one of those things where, like, I give NXT grief for its circular booking patterns, how you arrive at promo trains because not one person has been really established in the background in the pre-takeover cycle. But, like, Kyle O'Reilly and the work they've done to try and position him as a top single star, like, flies in the face of my cynical criticisms, and yet, despite the hard work that they've done to really try and position him as a breakthrough singles act, it just isn't connecting. That small crowd in the CWC don't really like him. I don't know if that's because they like Cole more or if it's because his patter is terrible. Like, I can't imagine. It's got to be a WWE effect. Someone who, in the heel role, was such a boy popper with his air guitars on the belt and his attitude. Like, it just feels like the more they produce someone,
yes, exactly,
the less likable they are. I feel like Kyle O'Reilly's a victim of that. And the answer is not viable at all, because the answer is take away the WWE system, polish Titan training, and that's what they think makes a star, when in reality, it isn't. It's what stops people from being a star in 2021. But their new directive is, oh, well, he's not 6'3", so he's not a star. So I can't feign enthusiasm for the continued push of Kyle O'Reilly, even though I expect said continued push to continue this evening.
Finally, as we wrap up here, we noted on last week's review that there was going to be an open challenge put out there, and you suggested a name, and, well, I suppose it's an opportunity to take a bit of a victory lap from what we saw on the WWE.com exclusive earlier on.
Well, you know me. I could probably stand to be a bit more modest. This wasn't one of my more outlandish, prescient oracle developments. It was a very easy game of process of elimination, because you only had to eliminate one of the two names that are currently on the 205 Live roster page. I eliminated the one whose name I can't remember and arrived at Ikemanjiro, who has in fact answered the open challenge and will face and get pummeled by Roderick Strong this evening.
Right, you're right.
It's really not hard to be wrong on this case. It's like there's two people in 205 Live. Like, the thing about the open challenge is, again, like, just have Ikemanjiro challenge him. An open challenge, by definition, like, fires the synapses and the imagination of, like, especially when we know there's a forbidden door being opened.
Yeah.
We know NXT hated because Samoa Joe's a bit jelly. But an open challenge, you're asking for trouble, you're asking for groans, because the idea of an open challenge is, when John Cena did it, most famously and recently, in WWE at least, got guys from NXT. You got guys who at the time didn't get that much TV time, and you got to see them, as the kids say, show out for 15 minutes. And them looking competitive against John Cena was awesome, because at the time, very few people were. It was all brilliant. It gives you... Oh, Christ. They could theoretically sign a new folk hero a la Eddie Kingston, because that's what happened when Cody did it. They could make stars overnight. That's kind of what happened for that one night, at least, when John Cena did it. You can't do that on NXT. Their forbidden door is shut. They don't get people in on like temporary basis anymore, even though everyone loved it when Liger turned up. Mm. You're asking for trouble with an open challenge. Just say, oh, you can't have nice things. So you get Ikem and Jiro. No offense to Ikem and Jiro. I like him just fine.
Have Malcolm Bivens, who's brilliant at promo, say, look, bloody Kushida ducking us again. I mean, what's it going to take for him to face Roderick Strong and us to, you know, go back and forth for this Cruiserweight Championship? And have Ikem and Jiro, like he did on this exclusive, in the 30 seconds it took him, say, no, I like Kushida. Kushida, he said, Kushida's my idol. I think he's going to batter you for that title. But in the meantime, how about we have a fight?
Because it just makes Ikem and Jiro look bad by virtue of not being a cool, exciting name that might, in a better company, ordinarily accept an open challenge.
Yeah.
And I include the main roster of 2015 is a better company than the NXT of 2021.
It doesn't really work in this scenario, but if I turn around and said, tomorrow on the NXT review, I'm going to issue an open challenge to see who's going to review with me, and then you show up. Yeah, I mean, that's different because people love hearing you tear into NXT, but it's not exactly like, you know, people might go, if I put that out, like, tomorrow I'm going to have a special open challenge appearance on the podcast, people might be like, oh my God, Miller's going to be on the podcast. Oh my God, you know, we're going to get someone else, maybe someone who used to work for What Culture is going to come on the podcast. And then if it's just like you or Havler or Murray, it is still enjoyable for me.
Yes.
But people go like, right, I mean, I'll be honest, I was anticipating something slightly different.
Well, Wilbon, my analogy worked just fine, and I didn't bury me in mine. So
yeah, we'll wrap up there.
Let's wrap up there, you dick.
Yeah, your misery. Let us know your thoughts ahead of NXT tonight on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Well, actually, you can follow both of us. You can follow Michael Sidgwick at...
M. Sidgwick. I'm a dick, obviously, so don't. But if you wanted to, follow me at M. Sidgwick.
Follow me at Adam Wilbourne. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. And make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts, where today we've done a fair bit. Raw review, SmackDown review, AEW Rampage review. And of course, tomorrow we'll be here to review NXT and preview AEW Dynamite ahead of All Out. But for now, this has been the NXT preview. My thanks to Michael Sidgwick. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.